It's game time. This is The Game on News Radio KMAN.
Well, one of us got a new hairdo. Guess who that is?
Troy.
No, because there's not enough hair here to do.
Dang it. Yeah, I went full mullet.
Because
the sides are getting really long again, so I did that. And then I've been talking about cutting my, like, the long hair. I'm getting tired of it. It's getting hot. It sucks. Went full mullet. And I love it. I can't tell you how free I feel.
I thought Billy Ray Cyrus walked in.
Yeah. I got a real Billy Ray Cyrus vibe going.
You do.
I do.
You're more tan than he is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, like, kind of, I also looked like Jose Canseco had a bit of a, like, a mullet going back then, but his hair wasn't as long. Like, my hair's pretty long.
It is.
In the back.
And I curly?
Yeah. I didn't realize it was that. Honestly, I didn't know. And when I cut the top of my hair, I was like, oh, my God, the back of my hair is really long. And, yeah, I told Sarah, I look like Billy Ray Cyrus. And she said, who? And I was like, oh. Sarah's so much younger.
Hannah Montana's old man.
Yeah. And she goes, oh,
oh yeah, that's, of course.
Right.
And yeah. I go, yeah. So, yeah, I do. I agree. I have a Billy Ray Cyrus thing going on. And I'll tell you what, boy. My angry, breaky heart ain't breaking over that, if you know what I mean. No.
I don't know. I think you're going to break some hearts with that with that new mullet. It does look great.
I know.
You can definitely pull it off. Like, I can't even grow long hair.
Listen.
I've tried.
I want to tell you something. You just have to believe in yourself.
Oh, I mean.
I want you to believe in yourself.
At times I have. And then I realized this isn't going to happen.
I think you can
and so
do.
I gave it up.
The Canseco mullet where it's just long in the back, like on your neck, and short up top. I think you could do that. We'll look up some 80s Jose Canseco pictures. I think you could pull that off easy.
See, it's like with my beard. Like, I have a solid 5 o'clock shadow, but the more it grows in, the more trashy it looks. It just doesn't fill in great.
Right.
That's why I think Troy should let his beard grow out. I think he'd have a great beard.
Yeah.
At least a great mustache.
Yeah.
Got a big old upper lip.
Are you going to go for it, or?
I don't know. I don't know whether I will again or not.
Well, save it for like the fall.
I feel like it's like, no.
Actually, no. She's fine with that.
Really?
Yeah, that's not the fight so much as at a point I just got tired of maintaining.
Oh, yeah.
And right now with my wake-up call, that's not exactly high on my list of wanting to deal with in the morning.
That's just a little extra.
It was the morning show. That was the reason I quit shaving. What I mean by that is I stopped using a razor, shaving cream. Instead, I just take these trimmers. Just when it starts to get longer, I just buzz it off, and I'm down to a 5 o'clock shadow.
Right.
And I'll just keep up that way. It's a lot quicker. And I've kept up that routine.
Yeah.
And I do it randomly. Sometimes I'll just really let it grow out. Sometimes I keep up with it. But I think I don't like just the baby face look.
Mm-hmm.
I like the 5 o'clock shadow look. That's what works for me.
Yes.
You're a beard guy too. I think you look better with a beard. Troy's got the 5 o'clock shadow. That works for, I think either way it would work for Troy.
Yeah. I have a hard time with anything like a 5 o'clock shadow. I don't know. It just doesn't do that. Like I just have no hair on my face. And then the next day it's like all hair.
the one flaw with doing the beard for me, and a full beard just is, that one is going to get a no, by the way, at home. It's the goatee, if you will.
Yeah.
Is that it will grow out more over here on the edges than it will in the middle of it.
Right. And you're like, what am I supposed to do with that?
That, and it looks like salt, pepper, and ketchup, all three. Thanks to the redhead gene being part of the lineage.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
First time I ever tried to grow that, my mom about lost it because she's like, wait a minute. There's a lot of red in there. I said, yeah, that's what I get for being your son. Which also explains why I've got the need the shaver up top. So
I don't think we've ever talked about this. So you're like technically, I don't know if it's okay to say this word, but I'm going to say it, ginger?
there would be, we'd say, partial ginger at that, yes. All of my mom's sisters are redheads.
Wow.
And mom is a redhead. So, yeah.
Okay. So you have half of a soul. Sorry, I was raised on South Park, guys. Blame TV.
Listen,
it was a bad influence.
Some listeners would say that, would agree with you.
Yeah, there's a lot of people. I think it explains the hair trigger temper. Okay, when Troy gets angry.
Oh, boy.
Troy can get angry quick, like a firecracker.
Oh, you haven't seen...
I know. I've only seen a tiny baby bit, like a bacon bit of anger. I'm ready for Troy to throw down on somebody, redheaded style.
No, you don't want me to go there.
This is great radio.
Maybe you do not want me to go there.
What would be the trigger, though? Like, if there was something in sports that would just... I know the Royals, clear. I mean, what's going on with the Royals right now, but that takes you so far. What is, like, that big sports trigger?
I don't have a big sports trigger because life is too short to have a big sports trigger on that type of deal.
Yes.
It's going to be stuff that gets into personal. That would be the trigger.
There's one question you can bring up to me that'll trigger me, and I'm sure DG could figure it out. You know it's fake, right?
Oh, yeah.
That gets me hot.
I know, and I just think of that clip of that guy. It's real to me. And it's like, that's not what it, like, that's not your reaction. But I just think of that kind of emotion.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean? Where you're like,
it's still real.
It's still real to me, damn. But that's not what Mitch is saying. Mitch is like, listen, I understand that it's predetermined. You can't bet on a wrestling match. But the
You can actually.
You can.
Vegas will take bets. So will, I think, is it DraftKings? DraftKings might also take bets.
I take back what I just said. I did not know that. I thought you... Wow. Anyway.
They're trusting enough that the scripts won't get out.
Right. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, there was a Royal Rumble that Vegas was taking bets on like 2 or 3 years ago is when Roman Reigns won. And there was like decent odds that I could bet like $10 and make... I don't know, it was like 10 to 1. It was like something like that. I was like,
wow.
I want to put money on this. Yeah. How do I bet? I can make a ton of money tonight.
Wow.
I know he's going to win. If you have that knowledge.
Dude,
but I don't see it as much anymore. I know like DraftKings was doing a huge thing with AEW this past Sunday.
That's cool. Now, DraftKings would be kind of neat. But you're saying the things that these guys put themselves through, their bodies, that's not fake. You can't fake that.
Of course
stuff.
Not.
I mean, jumping off and
a
landing
chair
on the thing.
Shot to the noggin.
Come on. And then being on the road that many days a year, that takes a toll on your body.
Well, just landing on your back in the ring, that's you have a punch card when it comes to bumps, as they say in the business, and you can only take so many.
Yeah, I have one.
I've done about 20 in my day, and that was plenty.
It's stuntmen that actually are getting the camera time.
That's right.
Yeah, life stuntmen. Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
That's right.
Good cold open, guys. Not too bad. Welcome to the game. Mitch Fortner alongside Troy Coverdale. David G is right in front of me. Travion Berkland is over there pushing the buttons, keeping us on the air today. Let me quickly just take a look at the calendar. It is it's the 29th.
Mm-hmm.
Of June, and that what that means is it's Wednesday.
Ooh.
And you know what that means. Tonight, AEW Blood and Guts at 7 o'clock on TBS. But also...
Are you going to let him get by with this, D.Y.?
Oh, my God.
Derek Young from K-State Online is with us, as he is every Wednesday during the first hour of the show. D.Y., you're a guy of facial hair. What's your go-to look with the facial hair? You kind of sometimes have this kind of... the character from Tombstone, Val Kilmer's character. I'm blanking on the name, but he has that kind of mustache.
Doc Holliday.
Yeah. Kind of that look. Is that your go-to look?
He's not on the Zoom yet.
Oh,
you said he was good to go.
I sent the email, but he hasn't gotten on.
No.
Oh.
Let me text him.
I sent a couple more, too, but I don't know.
I don't know. He might be busy. Maybe something big recruiting is about to go down.
Whoa!
And we don't know.
Let's hit a little bit of a tidbit that just came through on email.
Yes.
And that is that the Jordy Nelson softball classic is coming back.
Yeah.
The 11th of September this year.
Let's see if I can. I didn't get that email yet. Maybe I did, but I just haven't been able to open up yet. But that's some pretty cool news.
Legends Classic softball game back for a second edition. It will be September 11th out at the stadium, of course. And gates will open at 10 that morning. Sponsor game at 11, the Home Run Derby. We'll kick off the day for the Legends at noon. First pitch for the softball classic itself will be at 1.
Nice.
Well, that's good news, and I'm glad he does that. I will mention, though, last year, that just had a dynamite lineup, I was very disappointed with the turnout for that. It did not sell tickets very well. Very disappointed in that. And hopefully it does go better this year.
Yeah.
I don't know if necessarily the lineup will determine like how many tickets are going to sell, of course. But clearly it all goes to a good cause. But I'm glad Jordy Nelson is bringing that back. Just had his, of course, Nelson's Landing benefit not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
But we are waiting for Derek Young from K-State Online to join us. Like you said, Troy, that's going to be on September 11th, which is a Sunday. And it's going to be at Toyton Family Stadium this year. Last year was at the Bill. Maybe, moving it to Toyton. Obviously, you'll have the Natural Diamond there.
Yes.
Smaller venue.
More intimate venue. And I think that that'll work better, to be perfectly honest.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. That'll be good.
And we actually probably need a larger facility because those guys be cranking the ball. I mean,
no, that's the idea.
Oh, okay. And we want more.
it's softball. It's a shorter porch.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, but Jordy Nelson's the kind of guy, it wouldn't matter where you put the wall. He's going to set
if it was a baseball game, he's probably cranking them out.
Man, that guy, overall, fantastic athlete. And who was there last year, if you remember?
Like Michael Bishop, David Allen.
What?
I know there was like some former women's basketball. I think maybe Brittany Chambers was there. I don't have the coaches as well. Like Jeff Mitty competed in it.
Dude, that's amazing.
And Jeff Mitty, he played baseball in college.
Oh, he did? Wow.
If I remember correctly, yeah.
And then Brittany Chambers seems like another person who's just overall like a really good athlete. You would probably want Brittany Chambers on like your soccer team.
Lori Kane was there, I know.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Yeah, I don't remember. I just know Michael Bishop is a draw in its own.
Yep.
I don't off the top of my head remember who all
was there. It's like one of those things, too, if you had like a golf ball driving contest, you would expect Jordy Nelson, Michael Bishop, Brittany Chambers et al. To be really good at that, too. Like, that would be, you'd be like, oh, wow. Those guys just are overall fantastic athletes. I just wish more people would come out and support something like that. That's awesome.
We will see this year. And that's, again, I like the fact it's going to be at Toyton. That should help. You would think crowd-wise it will be better for a second time around.
Absolutely.
And build it from there.
All right, let's go ahead and take our first break. DY is going to join us after the break. He texted back, took a snooze.
He got beat up.
Well, he was preparing for a late start because of the Royals.
Ah.
And the Royals had a game that went like 2 hours, 20 minutes today.
Thank you, Zach Greinke.
Zach, not too bad out there tonight. We're still waiting for Vinny Pasquantino to get his first hit. He did not hit that leadoff. I shouldn't say leadoff, but his first at bat did not hit a home run.
Ah.
He went 0-for yesterday, but he got on base a couple of times today.
Yep. So take that and progress from there.
2-1 win for the Royals today over the Rangers to salvage that 3-game series. Are they on tomorrow?
No.
Okay.
Off day tomorrow. They go to Detroit for the weekend.
Gotcha. So that'll be a 5:30 pregame on Friday. All right. Let's take our break. And when we come back, we're going to be joined by Derek Young from K-State Online next. I'm loving this. Little Oz Man coming back. Man, get him in a karaoke booth, guys.
And a few beers.
Did Ozzy, did he ever have a mullet?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure he did. The 80s.
I remember like him having blonde hair at one time.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was ever like a full-on mullet. Trayvon's saying, kinda.
Let's go. I'm going to say...
You can easily Google Ozzy Osbourne mullet, see if anything comes up. If you haven't heard...
Have you guys heard his new song? It's really good.
What's it? Which one?
Oh, I can't remember what it's called.
Under the Graveyard? That was a pretty good one.
That was a good song. I think he had... Okay, he kind of had. Oh my god.
Patient number nine is what.
Oh, that's
called.
A pretty.
That's a ish.
Yeah, I mean, that's like David.
That's a raccoon.
That's a David Coverdale. That's basically David Coverdale haircut.
It is. It is.
If you know what he looks like, that's exactly what Ozzy had going on at one point.
Yeah.
All right, we're back to the game. Mitch Fortner
that's a
alongside
small animal.
Troy Coverdale and David G with Travion on the board. Are we ready to go?
Yes.
All right, cool. Derek Young from KCET Online joins us as he does every Wednesday. It's Wednesday, you know what that means. It's DY time here on the game. DY, you just got done with your snooze, and I'm sure you've been really busy. You earn the siesta because it's been a ton of recruiting news coming out lately, and KCET Online has all the content for you. They're basically giving away the content right now. Let's start with football, because let's go back to what happened last week. You joined me the day before it all took place, but four-star running back, depending on what service you look at, Dylan Edwards has officially committed to K-State, but wasn't anything too dramatic about it, was it?
No, I mean, his recruitment was a little dramatic in general, I would say, but leading up to the announcement, at least the days leading up to the announcement, I think there was definitely a strong expectation that Kansas State was going to be the choice.
Well, you were there. What was your favorite part? Because I almost pulled everything he said, Dylan and his dad, Leon, from that press conference they had afterwards. I almost pulled every single clip because I thought it was just dynamite content for a radio show, no doubt about it. I thought he was really good, was Dylan, with his comments about K-State. But do you have a favorite comment from that?
Probably the same one as a lot of others, right? The Leon Edwards, if you want to play some real football, come to K-State. I think that one kind of jumps off the page to me. At least it's the one that I would immediately go to and refer for that answer. I don't know if there's anything else that quite makes sense. I mean, the most important detail, and no offense to Dylan Edwards, it was his day, and we tried to make it so, was that Avery Johnson also was there.
Well, DY, I mean, I'll be honest with you, the big reason I asked that question is because I wanted to play the Leon Edwards come to K-State audio, which I just so happen to have here handy and ready to go.
We ready to work, man. So anybody want to play some real football, come to K-State.
I mean, it's already been turned into a GIF. I've seen it on Twitter already. It's fantastic. That was a great 7.7 seconds of audio. And Leon Edwards, who played at K-State for 3 seasons, keeping the family tradition going by now his son going to K-State. And you're right, Avery Johnson was there. I know they were doing an Instagram Live video not too long ago, right? Dylan has said that he made the comment that, Avery, I'm coming for you. He wants Avery Johnson to join him. Have you watched Avery out at the Elite 11?
Just the clips here and there that everyone else sees. I think that is still an event that is ongoing. I know he's in everyone asks, if it's the Elite 11, why is there 20 participants? It's to determine the Elite 11. This is the final event. But everything that I've seen is like, out of all the outlets that are covering them, I think every single one but one has them in the top 11 thus far.
Yeah, right now the ranking I saw, and everybody's been retweeting it. That's why he's right now coming in at number 7 on that list, and it's like 50% film from their junior year / so far what they've actually shown on the field there in Los Angeles. But yeah, I've seen a few clips as well. He looks pretty good so far. That is Avery Johnson, the 4-star quarterback from Mays High School.
And the interesting thing I would point out, and we. At KSO, we hinted that this could eventually be the case, as there might not be a whole lot of drama associated with his choice on July 5th. We know that he's down to Kansas State, Oregon, and Washington. Well, for the past, I want to say, 4 or 5 days, Oregon is trending heavily with 5-star quarterback Dante Moore of Michigan and look to be landing him at some point in the near future. And just, I want to say about a half hour ago, Washington just landed a quarterback. It was actually one that K-State had offered to not long ago. And that was Lincoln Kineholz, the kid from South Dakota. He just committed to Washington.
Well, I mean, not to push the breaking news button or anything, but D.Y., that's some very significant news you just dropped here on the old 1350. If you weren't already encouraged about Avery Johnson picking K-State, which, you know, he's made some comments at the Elite 11. He brought up Colin Klein and the new offense he's been putting together, how that is intriguing to him, and how K-State has been by far the most when it comes to recruiting him and building that relationship. If that wasn't enough, I think that just gave you a little bit more enthusiasm about Avery Johnson picking K-State. I know, I mean, DG's over here bobbing his head. He's feeling really good. Oh, hold on. There you go. You're on now.
I'm just like Dylan Edwards' dad, right? You want to play some real football? Come on down. I'm so pumped up. This is amazing. This is great.
Well, D.Y., let's continue on with kind of that in that direction. Avery Johnson is going to be announcing his decision on July 5th, and it's going to be televised on CBS Sports HQ. But around him as well, I mean, he's not alone when it comes to decisions being made soon and the Cats being involved in a line you've mentioned before, at the finish line is where K-State is at. Donovan McIntosh, who I believe just visited recently, three-star corner, he's going to be announcing in a couple of days on July 1st. And Joe Jackson, who's a all-purpose back three-star from Florida, is announcing on July 4th. Are you feeling cats, cats, cats with those three?
Honestly, yeah. I think it's going to be a very, you know, catsy start to the month of June, if you will. July 1st, Donovan McIntosh. I like him quite a bit. A very long cornerback out of St. Louis. 4th of July, you get America's birthday and perhaps and probably the commitment of Florida running back Joe Jackson. He's visited a couple times. He really, really likes the Wildcats. I think that one is a foregone conclusion, assuming everything else checks out. Kent State's excited about him. And then July 5th, obviously the one that most people have been waiting on for what seems like months, maybe over a year in some cases, depending on how much of a recruiting fan that you are. And that's obviously quarterback Avery Johnson.
And before we wrap up football, we did get also a couple of other commits earlier this week. Three-star defensive back. I had to take a guess on this name. Canajal, that's just kind of the way it looks. Do you know if that's correct? Canajal Thomas?
Canigel.
Yep. See, sometimes you just got to be smarter than your – then it looks one way, but it's probably an easier way to go a different route. So he is from Oklahoma, and also athlete Jack Fabris, which I know is daddy. Don't know a whole lot about him, but what's your thoughts on these two?
Canigel Thomas was someone they get offered at camp on Sunday night. He had been offered by Oklahoma State, Iowa State, Texas Tech, and KU. I think the other ones probably filled up, you know, their bag in terms of their cornerback allotment. So I think KU might have been the only one chasing him still at the time. So and they have been chasing him for months. So it's got to sting a little bit if you're a Jayhawk fan, because that one's the one you were chasing for months, and Kansas State closed it 2 days after offering. So that shows you the disparity between the two programs, at least in the eyes of Canigel Thomas. Kind of reminds me of Jacob Parrish, who they just signed from Olathe North, that will be a true freshman this year. Not the longest corner that they've signed, or will sign. Tommy McIntosh is clearly a lot taller, a lot longer. Length is something they like, but with him and Parrish, you got guys that can just absolutely fly. They're really, really fast. They can really, really cover. And when I say they're not as long, it's not like they're Duke Shelley. I mean, he made it to the league still, obviously, but he was only 5'8". I think these guys are probably about 5'10", maybe a hair under Echo Boydeau is how I would probably describe it. And it's probably the most accurate. Jack Fabris, everybody should know his daddy. He coached for Bill Snyder on two different occasions. That was John Fabris, the defensive line coach most recently for the Wildcats. And that's just a hard-nosed football player. We're going to get into a lot of stereotypes here probably, but he is a coach's son, and he is a spitting image of a coach's son. You can't be a coach's son more than Jack Fabris. He wants to major in ROTC. He's definitely a you know, plays and grows and acts like a son of a drill sergeant, so to speak. You ask him to do something, he's going to do it. He's a really smart football player, very instinctual. I know that that he impressed them by his knowledge of their particular defensive scheme as well. So that one is, you know, might not have the glitz and glamour, but you're going to get a tough-nosed football player. It's going to do everything he can from sunup to sundown to play the game, and he's going to do everything you ask him to do, and he's probably never going to be a transfer portal, you know, possibility. He's going to be there for 4 or 5 years.
We're speaking with Derek Young from Case in a Line. D.Y., I'm not going to lie. I feel like an idiot because I couldn't figure out Canigel instead of saying Canigel or whatever.
Yeah,
but you know what? I'm going to redeem myself because coming up next, we're going to talk about a name that I will crush everybody on. And, of course, that means we're going to basketball, which, by the way, Coach Tang got another commitment earlier today. We'll talk about that with D.Y. up next on the game. Travion, you're bringing the medal for the show.
Yeah!
I need more of that energy for the weather. I felt like I was in a library.
If you want to scream the weather to some Deftones, go ahead.
All right.
Deftones, right. Yeah, I love these guys.
They're
and
awesome.
It's summertime. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The game continues. Mitch Fortner along with Troy, Deej, Travion, Mr. Mullet.
Mr. Mullet himself, Billy. Deej.
Billy Ray G.
Dude, I'm so happy you said that because I was talking about that with my wife, and I was like, I look like Billy Ray Cyrus, and I love it, dude.
Wait, so you pointed it out to yourself first?
Yeah.
Nobody else said it to you?
No, because I was looking at it, and I remember that CD that we have in the K-Rock studios of his single, and I was like, I always have that image in my head of, like, that's what a mullet's supposed to look like, and I saw it, and I was like, Sarah, you cut my hair into a mullet. It looks just like Billy Ray Cyrus. And she said, who?
Oh, that's painful.
Well, now that we have DY on the air, we can ask him the question. We actually asked you this earlier, but we didn't realize you weren't with us yet. We were talking about hair, facial hair. Like, I think we all three, like, and even Travion, we'll throw him in as well. We kind of have our signature look down.
Sure.
Of, like, what we go with, our go-to look with the hair and the beard. What is your signature look?
It's probably the one I rock, you know, lately, just a trimmed beard, just it groomed, not necessarily anything with it, and just have my fade. Yeah, I don't know. I guess I'm pretty lazy when it comes to it, so whatever I have to do less of, I'm pretty down for.
I think if we put a hat on you, like a cowboy-ish type of hat on you, you would be a spitting image of Val Kilmer in Tombstone. That the yeah, mustache and the beard, I think you have it down. They got a little soul patch in there too.
Yeah,
I could see that. Maybe get some Amish in there. Yeah.
We're speaking with Derek Young from K-State Online. We just talked football recruiting. Now let's jump to basketball. Oh boy, here we go. You know, D.Y., I've been saying this name, and you've been hinting at him for now the past two Wednesdays on who this next cat could be. I've been saying his name 1,000 times. You want to take a stab at it?
Abayomi Aiola.
That's not it. That was a good try, but that wasn't it.
Oh, did you look it up? That's incorrect.
Yeah, so I do have the pronunciation right in front of me. The first way I found out, though, was from an interview he did at Hofstra, and he was just talking to a guy, and the name was dropped by the guy that was giving the interview, and I've been copying that ever since. And then we got the pronunciation, and on the Hofstra website with the player profiles, the roster, and all that, they have the pronunciation there with somebody sounding it out for you. It's Abayomi Aiola.
No one's gonna look at that and think that's how it's pronounced.
I've had so many reps when it comes to pronunciation guides that I feel like I have them all down now. I could just look at it and just shout it out. Even the first time, though, I looked at it, though, I gave it to DG, and he kind of gave me this look like, no, that's not it. I think you got to try it again. Abayomi Aiola. But he goes by Bebe.
Yeah, I was going to say, he does go by Bebe, like Daniel Mentor Bebe did when he played tight end at K-State. So what are you going to use when you're on the mic? And Abayomi Aiola has just dunked it to beat KU.
Well, so what I do now is on media day, and I just do this for basketball. There's no time for football to do this. Ryan Lackey will figure that stuff out for me. He does a great job with that. But with basketball, I'll go up to him in media day, and I'll ask him. I'll be like, where do you want to be announced from if you're in the starting lineup? Because, like, the guys in Harlem, They are from a specific portion of Harlem that has its own name. So I wanted to know that. Like, of course, like Ish Masood and Marquise Noel, Spanish Harlem and East Harlem. But for Bebe, I'll just ask him, like, do you want to go by Bebe or do you want a Abayomi Ejiola? And he'll just let me know, and that's the way we'll roll with it. You know, keep it simple. Let them decide.
Dunk by Bebe! And he's like, no!
And then they start playing Ebebe. Ebebe.
Ebebe. Ebebe. Ebebe.
By the way, like, everyone's going to be from New York for too long. they have 11 guys on the roster. I think at least four of them are from New York City.
Yeah. Because Tyke Green, who committed today, he's from Queens. And I'll ask him, what part of Queens are you from? And we'll announce it that way. Because he could definitely be a starting lineup guy.
Yeah, so Tyke Green, Ish, Marquise Noel, and who's the other one?
Here, I got the roster here. Give me a couple of seconds. If they're a transfer, I don't have where their hometown is. I know it's not going to be Gasan.
The most no-nonsense roster of all time. They're just going to walk around and tell you exactly what they think all the time.
Is it Naquan Tomlin?
Yeah, you're right. Yep.
That is a Harlem guy?
Mm-hmm. Yep, he is.
Well, there you go. And I think he's also from East Harlem, if I remember correctly. So we got a couple of East Harlem gentlemen in there. So I do want to start, though, just kind of go in order of the announcements. Abayomi Ejiola, Bebe Ejiola, the center, 6'10", 215. He's originally from Nigeria, listed from Atlanta, but he's had three stops collegiately before K-State, Stetson, Arkansas, and Hofstra. But what jumps out to me is his rebounding numbers were really good this past season at Hofstra at 7 a game, but he's also one of the best offensive rebounding guys you could probably ask for.
Yeah, I mean, he's one of the best defenders, and we're talking about Ejiola still, right?
Yes.
Yeah, he's one of the better defenders and rebounders in the country at his position, so I think at least if you look at the advanced metrics, so I think it's pretty impressive that they were still able to find someone of his caliber at this point of the recruiting calendar. And there, I mean, you look across up and down the roster, across the board, what this roster can do, each individual that they have added, and they are going to defend and rebound the heck out of the basketball. I mean, offense, they should have pretty good spacing, and we'll see what happens on that end of the floor. Maybe more of a work in progress. Tyke Green could help out if he continues his shooting numbers from last year. But just in general, I mean, everybody on the team is a willing, long, and eager defender, maybe outside of Marquise Noel because he's not long. But he's a pest, and he's going to get a lot of steals himself. So the way that they're built, at least for this year, maybe not long-term. Long-term, they'll be able to provide more of an offensive punch because in ways this is still a team kind of assembled that is going to be pretty dangerous in 2 years. But now that they have constructed it the way they have and landed some of the transfers that they have in the last, you know, I want to say month or two, it's a team that can compete right now. I was dragging my feet on that a little bit, you know, a while ago, just because we were, for the longest time, I think we were standing at 6, 7, 8 players. And I wasn't sure who else was left in the portal and the talent that was going to be available to them. But their two most recent transfers that they've added are two of the better ones that they have added. So I feel like they're going to be able to compete right away, have a chance to improve upon last year's club, to be quite honest. Offense is a question mark, but defensively and rebounding-wise, this team should be elite.
So the recruit we know of today that committed is I'm getting my guys mixed up here. Tyke Green, there we go, from Queens, New York, 6'4", 205, a guard with a year of eligibility remaining. He was one that was, you know, testing the NBA draft waters, but then after that, he's in the transfer portal. Didn't seem like he was in there very long, but 2 years at Manhattan, which we're talking about Manhattan College, which is in the Bronx. He's from Queens. Stony Brook, where he's been the last couple of years, is in Long Island. So he has been, for his basketball career, around New York City. Now he's coming to Manhattan, Kansas, the Little Apple. Maybe a little bit of a culture shock for him. Might be driving for the first time in his life. I don't know. But he has been a proven scorer, especially this past season, 14 points a game. He can rebound 8 a game. But I'll ask you this. Do you feel like he also fits in the good defender category that K-State's been producing with this class.
Yeah, so it's really hard to quantify defense a little bit just from a statistical sheet. If you have a bunch of steals and blocks, it might mean you're opportunistic, but you might not be a great defender. Some of the advanced metrics are probably a better way of deciphering that. And by all accounts, especially I would say his last 2 years, maybe not his first one or first couple, I would say that, he's probably not among the best on this team just because there's a lot of good defenders on this team. But Green is definitely someone not lacking on that end of the floor. I think what he'll probably be more impactful offensively just because of his numbers last year are a little bit more inflated over everyone else's. So they might need him to carry the bucket of water a little bit more on the offensive end. But defensively, he is not a liability.
You know, Marquise Noel, if I had a hashtag my boy in basketball like I do with Deuce Vaughn in football, Marquise Noel would be that guy. I just, you know, gravitate towards the short ones, especially the electric ones. And, you know, I love a good defender. And, boy, I tell you what, he could steal the basketball. Talk about being a pest. He is my favorite cat on this roster. However, if I had to pick a new favorite or pick a favorite, I mean, for a while it's been Naquan Tomlin. I've just gravitated towards his game. I think he's very athletic. I love his tape. But, you know, coming from the JUCO, I tend to worry a little bit. And maybe you can also make that argument for Tyke Green because he's been playing, you know, in conferences that aren't very tough. You know, Stony Brook was okay, just a little above 500 this last year, playing in Manhattan. You know, for the Jaspers, isn't anything exciting. So maybe his adjustment could go either way. But he's kind of becoming my favorite when it comes to the recruiting class. Who is your favorite right now?
Yeah. Man, I haven't even thought about that. Put me on the spot. It's a good question. My favorite is probably and we're probably strictly talking newcomers. And I'll be honest, I'm kind of leaning towards Naquan Tomlin as well. And it's pretty simple. I've already heard rave reviews about what he's been able to do since he's been on campus. I thought his film was one of the best that I've seen. Even though he's from the junior college circuit, he didn't even play high school basketball. So kind of a rare story as well. So even though he's a little bit older because he's been in college for a bit, his ceiling and potential is still, there's still a wide gap between where he is now and what he can accomplish just because he hasn't played a lot of basketball. So there's a lot of skill development left. So I think there's a chance, you know, in a couple of years we're talking about an elite basketball player. I think that much of him, even though I haven't really necessarily seen him live yet, but just some of the chatter around him, the film that I did see, I mean, he has a chance to really pop in Manhattan. I really think his upside is through the roof.
I like that you're using through the roof. That's one of my favorite phrases to use, especially when talking about K-State Online. All right, last question here for you, D.Y., and hopefully I'm not putting you on the spot when it comes to this guy's background, but I did want to know if you had any thoughts on the new hire, the new commissioner for the Big 12 in Brett Yormark. It was first reported by Sports Illustrated. He's leaving as COO of Jay-Z's Roc Nation to become the commissioner of the Big 12. So I think it's a great hire, but what's your thoughts?
I think it's a great hire, too. And I don't know that every school really feels that way. I'm not sure Kansas State does. They probably do. I don't know. But I think some were insisting on a large amount of college experience, but I just don't value that right now because what college athletics is right now, it wasn't even 3 years ago. So I'm not sure why, you know, the college experience part is really an integral part of the criteria that you would need. Aside from, you know, perhaps you want someone that maybe has experience negotiating a television contract deal because that's going to be a pretty big step for the Big 12. And I realized that, but he's, you know, had a plenty of experience in media in general. He was kind of overseeing Roc Nation's, you know, efforts to still be in front of fans and having to, you know, have their concerts and their artists still in front of fans so they can generate revenue. And to do that, they had to find different and alternative methods of media. So, and I think that's really right up the Big 12's alley of what they're going to have to accomplish in the next 10 to 12 years is kind of being creatively with media in terms of getting as many dollars as they're going to hopefully seek and stay competitive with the rest of the Power Five. To be honest, I think, and you would think that he has a pretty good innovative mind when it comes to everything else, just because he's got a wide range of experience. It wasn't just Roc Nation when everyone thinks concerts and a sports agency. He's also worked with the Brooklyn Nets and was part of moving them from, you know, their last home into Brooklyn. He rebranded NASCAR. I mean, he has a lot of different irons in the fire throughout his career that can all really contribute to what the Big 12 may need.
Yeah, well said, D.Y. We're coming up on our last break, so greatly appreciate your time. Thanks for coming on, and we hope to talk to you next week.
All right, appreciate it.
Derek Young from K-State Online. Keep up with all the content with K-State Athletics, men's basketball, and football. It's big time for recruiting, and that's, of course, kstateonline.com. D.Y., of course, in charge of that. That's hour one of the game, hour two coming up next. But right now, here in about 4 minutes, your local news.